mother, mother, father, father, father is not the answer. Who
is this, Bob Marley?
Judge Bob Marley.
Who Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye, that's what it is. That's right. Get at it, dog. Get at it. Sing,
that's all
it.
I know. Oh, what's going on? Starbucks apparently got a Black History playlist going on.
Hey, man, you got to represent.
Black History Month playlist.
That's February, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, oh, shit. I just compressed my cup for some fucking reason.
Our, when
what's
is
going
Mexican,
on?
When's Mexican History Month?
I don't know, man. There's enough of us taking over that you think there'd be a day and shit.
You're huh? like, it's every month.
In the Southwest, it's every month.
It's every month.
Every time there's a new carniceria that pops up, we're winning.
Go and ask them the story. They'll let you know.
Oh, fuck. Yo, man, we haven't had a podcast in like what?
Bro, it's been...
like 3 weeks?
Forever.
One of it was like, you're bad. One of it was my bad,
mm-hmm.
because I think I had to work that Saturday, and it was like, dude, I'm too fucking tired. And man. Then I don't know what happened the week. I think it's been 3 weeks, dude.
It's been a little bit. Oh, I was sick 1 week. That was what.
That's right. You had that coronavirus.
I had the coronavirus.
See,
I
dog?
Live, man.
See what happens?
Man, first thing, let me say. I'm a little mad at coronavirus right now.
Why are you mad at coronavirus?
Because they said it was going to kill all these useless motherfuckers, and I'm looking around. There's still a lot of useless motherfuckers left here.
Yeah, for something that is...
should kill useless motherfuckers, there's a lot of useless motherfuckers around.
For something that's supposed to be like a viral like thing, you mm-hmm. know, what is it called? Like a epidemic?
Yeah.
It's pretty controlled so far.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Because like in China, that shit looks like Resident Evil over there right now. like not the game, like the movies.
Ugh.
Like it is... like, don't go over there, man.
Yo, bro, that was red, like, before you even hit that accelerator.
See, he needs to be taken out by coronavirus.
Wow. Anyways.
And that's what I was promised, and that's not what I got.
Not what you got, dog. Not what you got. But you got sick. People are getting sick right now. I'm like, why are you getting sick?
Well, because it's just, like, flu season. Like, people are just getting hit with, like,
oh, shit.
Slightly stronger flu. Slightly.
All it is, dog, is you've been eating too much ass, and it's affecting your immune system.
Nah, man. Ass will... keep you safe from,
keep you strong, right?
Yeah, because look, man, what comes out of ass? Raw bacteria. If you're consuming it,
it's making you strong,
it's
right?
Making you stronger.
It's like that concept of consuming a little bit of poison every
right,
day to
right.
make you immune to
like,
it.
Like when you're allergic to nuts, you put a little nut in there, not dick nut, like actual tree nut.
Not dick butter.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get the
peanuts. I mean,
unless
if you are allergic to dick nut, then... wow, just speed through here. It's cool.
Yeah, dog. You know what you got to do is, like, if you get a girl that's like, I don't like sucking dick. I don't blow jabs, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't like the taste of chem. What you got to do is slowly introduce it. Like, every day, just make a little blend for her. Make a little, like, a smoothie. You're
put
like,
some hey. In there with their
you're
coffee.
Like, yeah, you're like, hey, babe, here's a smoothie. And then you go in and get you a little something from the fridge. Put a little teaspoon in there, slowly work them up, and then they'll get like an association with it. They're like, oh, they taste it, and they're like, oh, smoothie.
Yeah,
the smoothie has kicks to it.
Tastes just like the breakfast smoothie.
Why is the smoothie got a kick to it, like fucking vodka at the end, like a aftertaste?
Tastes like Chipotle.
It's like, man, this smoothie is going down easy. Like, it's swimming on its own all the way down.
Mm. That was
like,
beautiful,
hey, I'm
babe.
Just saying.
That was beautiful. Mm. I'm ready for round two. Oh, fuck. I did say in that video where he's walking out with the title after he, like, fucked her.
Yeah, dude, that was so funny. There is something, like, we've talked about it on the podcast before. Black people have a certain way about them. Like a swag about them where they can make some dumb shit funny. Mm-hmm. Like all that guy literally did on that video is walk towards you on the camera. Yeah. But the way he did it, the way he was moving, he was licking his lips, he was like patting his mouth. I mean, the thing was fucking hilarious. I was rolling. He had the fucking belt.
Yeah. See, that's how I'm going to be now. I'm going to get a belt.
Follow Savage as Fork _, and I'll post that later this week. Or
yeah, man.
They
that
will post
good.
That later this week.
Show is good. I'm going to walk around with the belt now.
That's hilarious, dog. Oh, speaking of which, man, I mean, we took such a big hiatus from the podcast that you didn't give us the update on your Valentine's Day, dog. What did you do for Valentine's Day dick? Did you give some heart dick? Did you give some here's some roses dick? I gave some
heart-shaped box dick, son.
Oh, there you go. Like dick in a box, but it's like a heart-shaped
one. Yeah.
That's inventive.
It was candy. You got them box chocolate candy boxes, yeah. Shaped like a heart. And then I was like, yeah, pick one. Bam, it was a dick.
You're like, I covered it with syrup just so it was still chocolate based.
Yeah, I was like, get on that. But I'm like, also don't waste these other chocolates. These shits were expensive.
Also, don't bite the dick one.
Yeah, that's real. Don't mess with that one. Yeah, man. No, we did chill shit. It was apparently there's a lot of people out on fucking
Yo, dog, that's the life hack, all right? You know how we give you guys Black Friday tips?
Uh-huh.
This is the Valentine's Day tip, all right? Because your partner, likely a female or a very flamboyant gay or male, if you're mm-hmm. gay, is going to be like, yo, what are we doing for Valentine's Day?
It's possible they might talk that way.
Right? And so you are going to be feel obligated to do something, right? Mm-hmm. So then you're like, all right, man, let's do something. But what you got to do, man, is you got to do it some other fucking day. Do it the 15th. Or if you're crazy, if you really want to get adventurous, get her in the mindset of doing it February 1st, all right? Nobody gives a fuck if it's on the 14th, if it's on the 15th. You know, who cares? The restaurants that upcharge your shit.
Right.
The candies that get upcharged.
Hotels.
The fucking hotels that get upcharged. The restaurants and bars and liquor stores. All those motherfuckers making paper. Like right now, there's a dude like that in his bar, and he's just swimming in his bathtub with all the money he made on the markups on Valentine's Day.
I mean,
all y'all motherfuckers,
you're not wrong,
celebrating
dude.
Shit on the 14th. Why? Because Hallmark said 14th is the fucking day. It's not like who's a fucking. I need to stop cussing so much. Who's the archer in Greek mythology?
Cupid.
It's not like Cupid. Is it? Is that Greek mythology?
Sure.
Or is that just Hallmark mythology?
No, it's just something in between.
It's not like Cupid came down and he's like, bitches, the 14th is the day, all right? This is just randomly some day somebody picked for no fucking reason. Yeah. It was like, yo, the 14th is the day you should be buying stuff for your woman. And if you don't, she's going to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Somebody's trying to steal that car. Anyways, so... Yeah, you can't do it, dog. You got to do it on the first. That's my tip to you. If you want to, like, somewhat...
That's how you got to surprise. You got to be like, oh, surprise, babe. We going...
Today. Yeah, and then you get the bonus points of being like, first of all, it is spontaneous. Because they're going to expect something on the 14th.
That's basic.
Basic.
That's basic N-word shit.
That's right. So go on the first.
You got to go Super Saiyan N-word shit.
You get the bonus points that are really earned... Because of the spontaneity of you doing it on the first. And you know what bonus points, after you collect, this is like Mario Brothers, dog.
Right.
After you get 100 coins in Mario, wait, is it 100?
Yeah.
100 you get coins. A fucking life.
That's right.
What do you get except when you get a bonus points?
Except in this time, instead of a life, she'll just swallow.
You can blow job. Boom.
Same
boom.
Instead
life
of,
tip.
Instead of her spitting it out
it
in the sink,
it takes it back.
She'll just.
That's right. She lets it hit that little dingling thing in the back of the door.
That's right.
Bing. And just, it makes that little noise too. It's like bing.
Yep,
you know, like when you're in the carnival. Bing.
Yep. Yeah. You know, when you just did a mad workout and you just had some Gatorade?
Just like that.
Just like that. And hit your throat and you're like, that was good. That's the same noise she won't make.
You're like, he ate pineapple today.
That's right.
Yeah, dog.
Gotta make sure.
Speaking of which, dude, you know what's funny? I was listening to Bill Burr's, not speaking of that, but speaking of blowjobs.
I was like, whoa.
I was listening to Bill Burr's.
Where is this going?
I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast.
I don't know if I want to know where this is going.
He made a good point. He's like, look, man, Valentine's Day really is a female holiday.
Right.
You're celebrating your relationship, yes, but it's more for the female. It's not like Black Mystery Girl didn't do something for you and you're like, I cannot believe that you did not take me out on the 14th.
No, because Black Mystery Girl tells me back east, apparently, there's a thing called Sweetest Day.
Okay, that doesn't exist.
Look it up. It's a thing.
We did look it up, but what did she do for your Sweetest Day then?
She swallowed. I told you. I just told you.
You actually celebrated it?
Yeah.
I call bullshit.
Damn, son. Fucking, your mouth don't work. You spilled all over your jacket.
I did? Damn. I'm getting old, dog. It'll rub in there. Look at this. It'll rub in all nice and shit.
It's like that video I saw.
Right, they just rub it in the sheets. They're like, I don't want to get up.
Well, I...
Oh, my hands are sticky now.
Just like that video I saw. No, so I was... On one of my dark days when I was lonely.
Oh, great. Here we go. You bouncing that limiter story?
I was like, what weird stuff can I find in, out in the public area? And this dude, like, busting on his girl in the car, and then they went shopping at Walmart.
Where did he bust it?
Just all over her.
And what'd she do?
She put her dress on and just, like, walked around. You could see, like, the nut marks everywhere.
No, you know the game to play, dog. The game to play is how long can you deal with this? What you do is you go with that pie life.
Right.
And then
I see a video like that, too.
And then what you do is then you get fully close, and then you're playing a game of how long it's going to take before it starts gravity starts taking effect, and they tap out. They tap out, and they got to run to the bathroom. And then you play the game of, like, if you last more than 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever your goal is, right? You get something pretty from X store.
Yeah,
if you don't,
see, I saw that one too, because it was like a red. I think she was wearing like red, so you could see it. And he like did that. He busted it on her like panties or whatever. And then they went to like Target or whatever, and like soon it started leaking through.
Ugh.
And I was like.
He's here, like, he's here like that lotion hitting the ground noise. He's like, oh, what is going on here?
Fuck.
Like, what is that noise? We got to go. anyways, I was back to that point. You made me lose my train of thought, dog. So Bill Burr brought something up that I didn't even know existed. Have you heard of Steak and BJ Day?
No.
Steak and Blowjob Day. I'll read this to you. This is actually a thing. I thought it wasn't a thing. I thought it was some bullshit. It's a real thing. Steak and Blowjob Day is celebrated on March 14th. The Steak and Blowjob Day is a holiday celebrated 1 month after Valentine's Day. It was founded because Valentine's Day is made up holiday for women and vegetarians. Okay, maybe this isn't so legit. So it is only fair that there is an equivalent holiday for normal people.
Fuck.
Anyways.
So can that go for females too?
I guess, dog. I mean, they think it's mostly a male holiday because females are all about Valentine's Day, and guys are going to prefer Steak and BJ Day. So what it is basically your girl. Oh, here we go. I'm going to look it up. How it's celebrated. Dude, there's websites dedicated to this. I'm literally looking at this. No one knows who started the holiday. However, generally, it is accepted consensus that it was
Bill
invented.
Burr did it.
Yeah. It was invented in 2002 by Tom Bursey, a radio DJ who invented the day while on air. If that was the case, then this holiday really spread far and wide thanks to the word of mouth. Anyways, customs and traditions. Steak and BJ Day is a holiday that is based on the assumption that the traditional Valentine's Day that is celebrated for women. Advocates of this holiday say that men have no use for candy, romantic dinners, or flowers. That the only thing men really want is fellatio fulfillment and a nice big hunk of meat.
Fuck.
Something I think most guys would agree with, unless, of course, they're vegetarians or vegans. Anyways, long story short, the concept, this is website is dedicated to it, apparently. The concept is your girl basically cooks you a nice steak and ends the night or day with a blowjob.
So
simple,
she
ladies.
Gives you the protein so she can get the protein back.
Exactly. Circle of life.
Circle of
Mufasa
fucking
said
life.
It to Simba.
Would you disrespect Mufasa like that?
Can't
not do it?
Like
you
Mufasa.
Can't.
Arguably the best father in all of animation.
That's right. Way better than fucking Bambi's dad.
I keep forgetting Bambi is a freaking guy, right? Bambi's a dude.
Sure, I don't know. I'm not gay. I didn't watch that. Sorry, I'm not homosexual. I didn't watch that.
You gotta be sensitive to that
word.
Yeah,
I gotta be sensitive to that.
But anyways, you know what I noticed also on Valentine's Day? It's like everybody's using that holiday for an excuse to sell me shit. It's like, hey, you should buy this soap. It is Valentine's Day. Like, what does soap have to do with Valentine's Day? I guess I should be clean for Valentine's Day, right?
But I cleaned the dick cheese off. It should smell good.
But there's like just random shit too. It's like oh, mattresses 40%. I'm like, what? I guess you're.
I didn't need a mattress.
I guess you need a mattress to fuck on, right?
After I explode this mattress.
I'm gonna need another one. But it's just random stuff, dog. Like it was random shit. It's like, oh yeah, need tires. Valentine's Day. Like what?
After I explode these tires.
I was like, what is that? How am I gonna justify that for Valentine's Day? We were fucking in the backseat.
After I kidnap and murder this hobo.
I was more along the lines of like, hey man, I just did it in the backseat and blew a tire or something. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know how you could justify that bullshit.
I mean, yeah. No, we didn't do much. We hit the robot dick place. Found a new one. We found a fancy upscale one, so we're out there.
You found a fancy upscale what?
Robot dick.
Oh, jeez.
Hookah lounge.
Do you suck on that tip, too? Or you,
I do.
You
just I'm watching? Not, apparently, I'm not good at it because I keep getting reprimanded. They're like, you're doing it wrong.
What are you like? You're over here like, people are looking at you like, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to do that next time. I'm going to be like,
You're like, oh, I can feel it in the back of my throat.
I'm like, is that good, Dad? Daddy?
That's like an awesome prank to pull because people are going to be like, ooh.
Yeah, man. That's a good one.
Dude. Oh, speaking. Fuck. Speaking of pranks.
I'm like, hey, Big Papa Smurf, is that good?
Oh. Horrible. You know, it's a great prank, dude. I was thinking about this while I work, by the way. So check this out. I go to the bathroom, right? And in the bathroom next to me is a dude in a stall. And this is where my get your fucking face. Anyways,
that's gonna bring me to the next topic right now.
the next stall that dude's taking a shit, probably. I think right. Anyways, but this is the kind of shit I think about while I'm taking my like gigantic pisses or whatever, right? Because I hold water like a camel, right? And so,
like a man should.
That's right. And so I'm like taking a piss or whatever, and the guy's like struggling or whatever the fuck's going on, right? But that made me think of a most hilarious thing. Like, what if you intentionally, now moving forward, just for shits and giggles, you go and take a piss and then you just make some of the most grotesque noise. You're just like, there it goes, it burns a little. But you just make random noises like that where it seems painful or uncomfortable. Just knowing that there's people in the bathroom with you, just to see how they react.
You gotta go one step further. You gotta bring the Optimus Prime voice changer.
Oh, jeez.
Like, oh. Yeah. Oh, the old spark is clogged.
It no longer transforms as easily as it used to.
The Matrix. The Matrix is gonna clog these pipes.
Ugh. I thought that'd be a hilarious thing, dude. Just be like, oh, I got a fucking stone in my dick again.
Is this a Decepticon trap? Yeah, man.
That Freddy's looking good. Anyways.
Yeah, I know. I saw that too. So now my job, you know, my job requires me to go a lot of different places.
Right.
But also, so now I can't. Sometimes you got to take a shit. And, well, because I travel a lot.
Nature
calls. Yeah, man. And so I can't always take it back at the office, which I would prefer to do. But sometimes I'm like, I'm not shitting here. I'm just going to pinch my asshole shut.
Just grip. Tighten up that hole,
I am
dog.
Going to rip my colon and close my asshole shut because it's not happening. It's just not happening. Like, here's places I won't shit. I will not. I just won't. Like, I'll shit my pants before I shit in this toilet. One.
Really?
Yeah. One, the mall, like the food court restrooms.
Oh, yeah. Those are always bad.
No. Not sorry. Sorry. I won't do
those
it.
Those are always bad.
And you're like, well, why? You know, dude, there's so many people going in and out of those. Fuck that. Won't happen.
No, thanks.
Two restrooms at Circle K. Fuck that.
Dude, I don't even remember the last time I saw a circle. Oh, wait, no, when I'd been driving.
Yeah, or any fucking gas station at all. Because sometimes I go into QT, Looks like fucking murder in there. Looks like Grand Theft Auto in there.
Well, QT, really? Because those are usually the best.
Those are a little bit better, but still, I'm not... Like, I guess if I had to, like, if the turtle was coming out...
If the turtle was coming
out... Yeah, man, I guess. But even then, I mean, I guess I'd rather prefer to just pull over.
Oh, the turtle is... gross.
Yeah, man.
Disgusting.
There's one other place, too. And I was like, nah, it's not happening. Oh, where was it? I think it was...
this turtle's coming.
Yeah, man. Gross. No, not doing that.
Gross.
What was the other place? I think it was... Oh, damn. I forget. I think it was like another... Oh. So now we work at a stadium?
Yeah.
The baseball stadium?
Oh, that can't be good, right?
No. I don't know the last time those shits have ever been clean. I don't care how much toilet paper I put down on there. No. How many sheets of those, like, toilet seat protectors? No, I'm sorry.
I'd imagine, dude, they're not cleaned often.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, no.
Dude, I will tell you, though, I don't think... I've seen some of the worst bathrooms ever, and I don't think... I don't think any of the ones you're talking about compare.
I'm also not going where you work either. Fuck that.
But what I'm saying is like to this day.
I mean, I haven't been to Mexico like you have, man. Fuck that.
To this Mexico, day, dude.
Anywhere in Mexico. Sorry, my bad.
To this day, dude, the bathrooms at that beach that we went to were the fucking grossest thing. That or some of the my office work, not my office, but my work bathrooms are some of the worst. You're just like, good Lord, man. Really? Humans did this? Ugh.
Okay, it's library bathrooms are pretty bad, too.
Where?
Library bathrooms.
Oh.
I work at a library, too.
And the one I went to once.
And I went in there once first. Dude, you know it's bad because they had a bunch of fucking... They have a thing for syringes.
Oh!
Yeah. Did you just put your syringe in there?
That's after bad.
You're done. Yeah.
That means they got enough people where they're doing drugs, probably.
Yeah, man. I was like, who the fuck's in here? Demi Lovato?
I just realized your hood, the windshield sprayers are like halfway in the hood.
Yeah, man. I got a strong spray. Just Second Life.
I guess so. Fuck.
I like how you noticed that. Not that giant ass crack.
The fuck's a crack at?
Okay, good. So
here I can't see in the windshield. Your windshield crack? Dude, get your windshield replaced.
No, fuck that. So yeah, man. Yeah, like that's not good. Definitely not good.
I don't know, man.
I
think there's some bathrooms that are just you almost walk in there and just the look and the smell, your body automatically is like, nope, you're good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And don't worry about it. Just go on among you. Go on among your merry way. By the way, this chick parked way too close to me.
Yeah, she's a woman. She don't know how to park.
It's like, wow.
Butch.
Wow.
Butchy one, too. It's like that picture I showed you of that one really hot girl who does cosplay. I'm sorry, it's for cosplay purposes because we're into cosplay.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then she showed her girlfriend, which... I'm sorry, I'm going to need a sex tape because I don't believe it. That girl's stupidly hot. And then she has a chick that looks like fucking Rocky. And I'm like...
Oh, because she's... You didn't say because she's lesbian.
Yeah, because she's lesbian.
Yeah.
She has a... Her girlfriend looks like some butch lesbian that looks like Steven... who's Rocky? Steven...
No, Rocky is...
Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, Sylvester Stallone. And I'm like... Skeptical hippos thinking skeptically here. He doesn't buy your bullshit.
I don't ever understand. I mean, look, I'm not a lesbian, obviously. I don't understand.
This brings me to my next question. Segway.
I don't understand, like, how that works. Like, you want a female, but yet as a woman, you're attracted. And I'm not knocking on you guys. I'm just trying to fucking understand it.
So if you're a lesbian, mindset.
If you're a lesbian, hit me up and let me know because I'm trying to understand this. You are attracted to a female, right? Arguably... The most attractive of the two sexes, right?
Right.
But yet you still choose the least attractive of that sex. It's like me being like, man, I'm really into blondes, but I don't like blondes that are tens. I like dating in the three range. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's the only way I can think of it. It's like, dude, I really, really love, like, brunettes.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I can't handle 10, man. I need like, a solid 3. I need, like, a rock solid 3.
Right.
It's like, I don't get it. You're attracted to the more attractive of the two sexes. And yet you're choosing to be with the sex that's closest to the opposite of sex.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, yeah,
you're
choosing, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's weird. So I don't get it.
Because when I saw her girlfriend, I was like, okay. Well, I'm like, okay, so you want an ugly dude? Just get an ugly dude then. Like, I don't get it. But hey, okay. I mean, to each his own. Or to each her own. Anyways.
I don't understand it. Maybe I need to make a butch lesbian friend and be like, why are you so popular with lesbians?
Hey, look here, bro.
Hey, don't square up on me. I'll fuck you up.
We gotta ask Miss R. First and foremost, fuck that bitch, Miss R.
Aww. You still hold a grudge with Miss R.
Look, man,
huh?
Batman taught us to never let things go. I go by his teachings fully. To never let things go.
Like, for our fathers, for the Batman.
Yeah. So saith.
So saith the Wayneth.
The Wayneth. Blessed be the fallen soldier, Red Hood. Anyways. All right, so next question. I got a viewer segue.
You what?
Segue. I got a viewer. Got a viewer question.
You do?
I do.
Have you checked that email, by the way?
Yeah, this is where I may not have got the question.
Okay, go ahead. What's the question?
Which leads up to that, because we're just kind of talking about the same thing. So, because, you know, lesbians use a strap-on, right?
I would assume so.
I mean, they might not.
Unless they just scissor it up all day.
It's possible.
Or fellatio. Maybe that's the other thing. I don't get it. Let me rephrase that. Not that I don't get it. I don't know what everybody does.
You're right. We should.
I haven't taken the 2019-2020 census on this.
We had to watch. Did that person run over something? That weird futuristic car?
That electric car just ran over a piece of paper and it broke.
Oh, okay. The car or the paper?
The car.
Okay.
The fucking battery flew out of the back.
The 9-volt battery?
It's like, oh, shit, half power. What happened?
Put more triple A's in.
Stop by Albertsons and get some triple A's.
Oh, fuck.
Those little BMWs are fucking ugly, but I get it.
Oh, shit. Anyways.
Tesla, man. Man up.
Yeah, no kidding, right? If you're going to get an electric car, fucking go all the way.
Go the fucking Tesla. Dude, if you're going to get an electric car and you get a pussy-ass electric car, like, look, I saw a Nissan Leaf on the road the other day. They're looking better. But it's still not a fucking Tesla. Fork over the extra 10 G's and get a car that's fucking fast and has way more support.
Fucking looks decent.
And looks decent. Yeah. Like, dude, the thing with the Tesla is, like, it's I've ridden in one. It's probably as fast, maybe faster than my Z, maybe. And so it's just like, it's why wouldn't you get the shit that's as fast as, like, all these little punk-ass kids with Dodge Chargers, dude. Those are the new fucking shit owner, is the Dodge Chargers that are out here. You'll own most of them, if not all of them. Unless somebody's got a Hellcat rolling around with drag slicks, and then you should really worry about that. But my point
and
is, don't
smooth.
Yeah, man, don't be a pussy and get, like, a Leaf or one of those BMW things. Yeah, park close to me. Why not? So that's my point.
Wow, very close to you. No, you're fine.
It's going to take a while before this dude figures it out. But anyways.
Yeah.
That's my point. So what were you saying about
lesbians? Anyways. All right. So if you had to, one, suck a dude's dick or take it up the ass by a dude, which one would you do?
None of the above.
You had to do one.
Sebaku.
Nope. You had to do
Sebaku,
one.
Sebaku, dog.
You had to do one.
I'm getting a knife and just...
Nope. We're in prison.
We're in prison?
Yep.
I'm dying, dog. I'm taking them all out.
Wow.
I'm going to start.
You're going to go Jackie Chan? You're just going to kill everybody?
Going to kill everybody. Wow. That's the problem with me going to prison, is that I feel like if I went to prison, like, if I had to defend myself, and I'm already, let's say, for example, I'm in prison, and I already have, like, a life sentence, right?
What's the worst that's going to happen to you?
No. I'll just be like, I'm just going to start killing people. Like, people fuck with me, just start killing people.
Well, yeah, because what's going to happen to you?
Yeah, just start killing people. This is the downside about not having the death penalty everywhere. It's like now the system is just keeping this person alive, killing people. Like, there's a guy that probably is just in jail for something that just got him into that level of danger. Mm-hmm. And then you come across some dude's got nothing to lose. He gets killed, and that guy could have made it out and with good behavior. But anyways.
That's kind of true. Yeah, man. See, so that was a question I got asked. I said, because I was very scientific about this.
You're like, I'll bite the dick off.
Well, I said, I would suck the dick. Because at least if I'm sucking the dick, then I'm in control of it.
You're like, I'm going to make this dude bust quick.
Right, exactly. See? There you go.
Look, if we're talking about... You're going to take far more shame with the BJ. You're going to take far more shame. But
really? You think so?
Yes. Why? Because you're going to know about it and you kind of did it. Because you are, a quote unquote, in control, you're going to feel a little bit more shame probably because you knew that you did it on your own volition.
Okay.
Versus rape, it's not on your own volition, but and you don't have as much control, so you probably don't feel as, like, gross about it, right? But you're still going to feel gross about it. But with that being said, a BJ, you'll come out of that without much damage, if any, unless the dude's face fucking you.
Right.
Rape, though, you might have to get some stitches and some other... You might have some issues walking. Like, there's going to be physical damage at that point. So if you're willing to submerge your ego and your pride a little bit, the BJ is probably the way to go.
See, and I'm going to be like, look, my lady taught me all the moves. I'm going to try some of this stuff. I'm going to try the two-handed grasp. Try that thing where it's just all mouth.
Fucking disgusting. I want to change this topic now.
Anyways.
Fucking disgusting.
Hey, I was just saying, prison scenario, man. You had to take one for the team. Team being, you know, your life.
No, thank you. I'm going to try to avoid that situation as much as possible.
Hey, man, that's why you don't do dumb shit, and you won't win dumb prizes like that.
No kidding. I'm the moment I get to jail, dog, I'm trying to find a way to make a shiv out of something.
Well, also, I also said to avoid that, you always just shit on yourself.
Just rub it all over.
Yeah, rub it all over. Nobody's trying to put your dick anywhere near you. You shit all over yourself.
Some people are disgusting. Dude, people fuck anally all the time. What makes you think people aren't going to be like, I don't give a fuck? Plus, I feel like some rape in prison, in my mind, because once again, I have nothing to base it on except for American History X and other movies. Like, I think some of that is a power thing. It's not like a pleasure thing.
Right.
It's like a dominance thing. It's like some dumb animal shit. You know, like I have two female dogs, and every once in a while, one of my dogs or the other dog will try to hump the other dog. I'm like, first of all, they don't have a dick. They're not going to fuck anything, all right? Secondly, it's a dominance thing. Like, it's a, hey, guess who's on top here? You know what I mean? It's a dominance thing. So that's why they're doing it. And I think in a prison scenario, if you're an asshole, that's the way you go. That's why it's done. So I don't think your shit thing would work out very well.
Hey, man. You got to try it. You got to pull out all the stops. But, hey, if everything else fails.
Hey, got a lot of BJs on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, man, we told you we're coming
vaping,
back strong.
We're talking about fucking...
Coming back strong, guys.
BJ and Steak Day 2020. Coming up, ladies.
Coming back strong.
So anyways.
Come back strong, guys. we left you for a little bit. Had to come back strong.
Come back with that fire.
Come back meaty.
Come back meaty. Jeez.
Like them prison dicks.
So did I tell you about my new thing, dog?
Sexually? Or?
No, just in general.
Oh, okay.
My new thing is I like selling shit on OfferUp. Not because I'm a weirdo, but more because like I like the feeling of getting rid of shit.
Right.
I like getting rid of shit. It makes me feel like it's freeing in a way, right? Except the shit I don't get rid of. Like my tools, I won't get rid of. I need that shit. Mm-hmm. Working on the Z today made me realize I need tools. But anyways... But it's fun to get rid of shit that you definitely don't need. And especially when you got your own place, man, you store so much goddamn bullshit you don't need. Just dumb shit. You're like, I don't want to get rid of this because... Ooh, jeez. You store so much shit because you're like, oh, I never know when I'll need this one random ass little thing that you'll never need. And in 3 years from now, it'll still be sitting in that little closet somewhere. And you're like, I don't need that shit. But just in case...
Better hold on to it.
Better hold on to it. That's the same theory with woodworkers. They always keep their scraps and shit, just in case one day they'll need it, right? And then all of a sudden you're hoarding wood and you're like, yeah, wood. I'll need that piece for one day for something. I'll use it. It's just dumb shit, right? But anyways, I've been selling shit on OfferUp.
I mean, that's what I'm kind of starting to do with all my like random collectible shit I have.
You should. I keep telling you, you need to sell your pops. You got too many of them.
I got it condensed down to like 60 now.
At least you're not as bad as Boesky with his room full of pops and shit.
Oh, you see, I've been trolling Boesky.
With the games?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he just told me he's coming out, dog.
Yeah, he's coming out.
Yeah.
See you soon. I told him all my holes are ready for him.
Did you say all your hoes or all your holes?
Oh, nope, all my holes.
Oh, Jesus. Right now, Ross, I go. Ruben's inviting.
Yep. All That's my holes funny. Are ready.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Back to my point, though. So I've been selling shit on OfferUp, right? And this guy.
But you always been like that because you're like, see, before OfferUp, it was Craigslist. And you've always been like, hey, man, let's go get this thing from. As soon as you could drive, you've been hitting up.
Yeah, but that's buying shit. I'm trying to sell shit.
But it's always the same because you're like, you love the negotiation part of it.
I do. I'm like a secret Jew.
You're like that guy at the beginning of Aladdin, the cartoon version, who's like selling shit. He's like, hey, you want to buy these jewels? And he like opens his shed with his camel. And he's like they're laughing. They know it's funny. And he opens that shit up. And he's like, hey, you want to buy these jewels and this random shit? You're like that guy. You're like that Eric Trader guy.
Yeah, I'm like secretly Arabic or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do like haggling. Like, there's something fun about it. Like, you and I have gone in the past to dealerships with no intent to buy cars.
Oh, yeah.
Just to
fuck around with you guys.
Yeah, remember that time that we drove that Kia Spectra 5? Yeah. I liked that car. And then nice by the end, like, I was like, ah, man. By the end, I got him so low on the price that I was like, maybe I could buy this. Maybe I should buy this. Just because I took, like, I can't remember. It was a used Kia Spectra 5. It drove great. Remember we drove it?
That was a good one.
It drove great.
A little small.
And I got him, like, $5,000 off the price. It was, like, nearly 50% of the price or some shit. I can't remember what it was.
It was pretty low. And I was just going to say, I think it was about $5,000 less.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Was it, like, 15?
It was, like,
a little bit less.
Around 15 or less, and by the end, I think it was like 8 or something out the door. And I was like, I was like, man, I kind of do like this car. This is a great deal. But I was like, nah, I can't
use this rolling into Toys R Us.
Oh, man.
Help me unload all these Xboxes. It looks way more legit coming out of this car.
Man. So, anyways. But you know what really frustrates me about OfferUp, man? OfferUp is the worst. It's like the inbred of just people selling shit. People, first of all, are not accountable. They don't respond to you right away. They don't give a fuck. It's annoying. There was this guy that was going to buy this bench I have, and he was like, oh, yeah, he's really interested. Let's see if this piece of shit drives through here. Oh, apparently he's driving away. Okay. And so the guy was interested, and he's like, yeah, I want it. And I was like, cool. This dude hits me up like 20 minutes later, and he's like, oh, man, I talked to my wife, and she said it's a no-go. Thanks anyways. I was like, the face that came out of me at that point. I was like this close. My fingers are real close together. I was this close to being like, yo, does she have your balls too? You want to tell her to let you hold those for at least once a day? Your wife said no-go. Get the fuck. Men have no self. Fucking, what is the word I'm thinking of?
Worth?
No, self-worth, right? That's the type of dude that won't be getting no steak in blowjob.
He's the type of dude who pulled out all the stops for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and at the end, she just like gave him a thank you kiss on the cheek and just rolled over and went to sleep. Fuck. Yeah.
Not even a dick shake, right?
Nothing. That dude for sure ain't getting no BJ and steak. I'll tell you right now. Right now. No, so, you know, this brings me to my other topic, dog. All right. This brings me to my topic. All right. Look, this is not going to be a popular topic.
Yo, when a man wants dick, he gets dick.
No. Okay, look. This isn't going to be.
Don't make him roll over and take it. He'll take it.
This is going to be, all right, a very unpopular topic. But I'm going to say it anyways.
See, that's how Trump started. Now he's president. So.
Look. The one woman or two women listening to this podcast, I might not agree with me, But secretly, you know I'm right, okay? Every once in a while. Man, it got quiet all of a sudden. Every once in a while.
Picture over there is like...
It's like, what is this guy going to say now? Every once in a while, all right, women like to test men.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know it. Okay, it might be subconscious. It might be conscious. I don't know. Man, it got hella quiet. Like, I can hear a picture.
So the lights went down low.
Knowledge about to be dropped. Every once in a while, all right, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the problem, too, is that after a long time, women want to get a little... They get a little angry when they feel like they're always winning the fights, okay? Secretly, deep down, women want a little bit of conflict. They want a little bit of drama. They want a little tug and pull. They want to pay a little bit of tug. Tug and... What is it? Fucking... What's that fucking game where...
Tug of war?
Tug of war. Thank you. Fuck, this coffee's not going to get in. So, I'm about to drink yours.
I drink mine already.
They want a little bit of... Well, it's really quiet, by the way. They want a little bit of tug of war. They want a little bit of pull. They don't want you to just let go of the rope and let them fall on their ass. Like, they want a little bit of resistance, right? But then at some point, if you're the kind of dude that's just always giving them that slack, they just lose a little self-respect for you. A little bit.
Okay, I guess that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't be a yes man all the time.
You can't be a yes man. And that's kind of true in business and as it is in relationship, right? But every once in a while, when they start feeling like they've got too much power, when they're feeling like they got way too much power,
mm-hmm.
they start getting a little mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 50s, this is as Pat, what's that one, sir, whatever was like, and that's when you have to smack a woman.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck's that dude's name?
Sean Connery,
when what's her name, interviewed him, and she's like, you got to smack a chick. No, you can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore. First of all, you shouldn't have ever done that. And you should have never let it get to the point where she's getting mouthy.
Right.
But you know what that is secretly? That's secretly, subconsciously, them testing your power as a male.
Right.
And the only way...
I bet all those hoes, after he did that, they fucked the shit out of him.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. So as a male, what you got to do, and ladies, you're rolling your eyes right now. As a male, what you have to do is you got to show them your power.
That's right.
And you do that by giving out that dick.
That's right.
You can't do it mediocrely.
No. Nope. Okay.
You gotta really step up the game. And there's a few things that definitely you and I have laughed a lot on this podcast about pulling hair, and we talked about the whole wrapping it.
That's why I watch wrestling, because I just go straight for some dick moves, and then I go for Triple H pedigree, maybe the Undertaker pile driver, Tombstone pile driver. And then bitch knows.
The power you got. The power that a male body generates,
those were some
right?
dick strokes. And then this N-word just gave me a Tombstone pile driver on a mattress. Wow.
And you're like, and that's why you market mattresses on Valentine's
Day. That's right. That's why there's a hole in my mattress right now that I'm sleeping in currently.
I mean, I'm hoping the hole is because you pile driver, not because you've been fucking your mattress.
I mean, sometimes you got to practice the pile driver moves, man. I bought one of those big-ass stuffed animals. I just like,
wah. What you got to do, dog, is you got to move your way up to one of those jiu-jitsu dummies. Just use one of those. But anyways, you know, you and I have joked a lot about the whole hair pulling thing. We're just like, you know, we joked about the whole wrap in the finger. Mm-hmm. But you know what you really seriously got to do, though? That's definitely something you could do in bed that shows the power, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you grab, right, just pretend you're holding something right now. If you're a dude, when you grab the hair, right, all the women need to know is that you have the power. So don't treat her like Seabiscuit and shit. Don't be like fucking yanking on it.
Right.
It's not a leash. It's not like one of the harnesses for horses. Yeah. That's not what you're doing. Don't yank on her like Seabiscuit. Right?
You're not trying to win the Kentucky Derby.
No, man. You gotta hold it. Right, like I'm gonna do this cable wire. You gotta hold it and then just take away the slack to where they just feel the tension.
There you go.
On the roots of their hair, and just let them know a little bit.
That's right.
Don't be like using it like reins, doggies, just ramming and just tearing out follicles.
Wait, this isn't Brazzers.
No. This isn't the hardcore section of Pornhub.
No.
You gotta hold it and just remove the tension so that they feel the resistance, and just let them know. Then just hold it, and then just every once in a while give them a couple little soft thrusts, and just let them know. Let them know that there is a difference in physical power that each body can generate, and it's definitely not equal. You need to realize that. Yeah, what's going on, buddy? I don't have any change on me, man. I don't have any. It's a recorder. Yeah. Podcast. Yeah. No, man, you're good. You're good. Just. No, man, I don't smoke. Oh, you're good, man. Oh, there goes my train of thought.
I say it ruined your train of thought.
Damn completely. It. Oh, yeah. So you gotta take the slack out of the hair, dog. Just let them know there's a little bit of power there. But my whole point to this story, that's tip number one for you guys. For those of you that don't know that little tip, that's something you gotta know.
You're fucking welcome, right?
Huh?
You're fucking welcome, right?
You're fucking welcome. You're welcome because you know what? When you pull this shit off on Valentine's Day, you're definitely getting steak and blowjob that next month. As long as she knows about it, because I didn't know about it, and so I didn't know about it, so they might not know about it. Yeah, but you got to do is
that
just... Man,
that hobo just cut across the street.
He really wants that change, dog. You got to hustle. What you also got to do as a male, I think, now is you got to really market that steak and blowjob day. You really got to do it. We all got to do it. I got to post it on social media. Let everybody know.
Seuss just got learned.
That's right.
So listen to this.
Yeah, so that's tip number one is just...
Damn, you got more tips? You can even write a book.
It's the fire, dog. Yeah, I should write a fucking book. So you got to get that fucking... That fucking dude, that hair thing is huge because as a woman, first of all, they're probably into it. If your chick isn't a freak, first of all, that either means that you haven't unleashed that freak, you haven't hit that key in that lock, mm-hmm. then unleashed the freak, right? You haven't unleashed the monster from within. All right. Problem number one. Problem number two, you're not talking about your sexuality enough. You're not. Right, that's tip number two, I guess. Right. Really, I should be telling you guys this. You guys, as a partner, as a couple, if you're together with someone, you guys should definitely be talking about sexuality. You should be talking about what you're into, what you're not into. You should be getting feedback after. You should be like, hey, what about this? Did you like that? Did you not like that? What is a fantasy you want to try? Have you ever been in and out? What do you like? What don't you like? Was that good? Should I try that again? I mean,
right, there you go.
You got to get good feedback, man. Get a feedback. And as a dude, don't be stupid. Learn. All right? Don't be stupid. Learn. Fucking take notes.
That's right.
Put that shit on the fucking back end.
When you go to a croc tube and you're like, wow, that dude did some interesting stuff. I wonder if I can pull that off.
Yeah, you can't, you don't try out crazy shit.
Yeah, don't be like, well, that dude just did the wheelbarrow of death.
Yeah, don't go there.
I wonder if I can do that. I mean, maybe you could, but also, you can do a whole bunch of crack. So maybe.
Yeah, man. Like, there's some shit in porn steps. You see where you're just like, what? Yeah. Like, one time I saw a dude that literally was standing, had a chick upside down, and she was blowing him, and he was eating her out. Like, standing, right?
Right.
That one, in my mind, is like, all right, depending on how the dude is built, how the chick is built, strength levels, it's doable, right? But then I saw one time, all right, one time, I saw a dude that picked up a chick on his shoulders. So he was literally, I think, eating her out on his shoulders, standing.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Standing. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, bro, are you a gymnast? Is this your part-time? How does that work?
Hey, man, I don't know. Because, yeah, sometimes I'm like, that ain't happening.
That's the one thing that I think, you know, when we were in high school, you never gave enough credit to the male cheerleaders.
Right.
Right? Because you were always like, look at that F guy, right?
Yeah.
Can you say fag? Is that still weird? Anyways, I'll still say it because, you know, I'm fucking old now, so I grew up with it. As Joey Diaz said, I'm fucking old. I'm not going to change now, right?
Right.
So you look at those dudes and you're like, yeah, look at that fag. But the reality is, first of all, if those dudes are straight, they're probably... They're traveling with the cheerleaders all the time. They're probably pounding them all. Secondly, those dudes are literally throwing up human beings. Like, they're throwing them up in the air and catching them. Like, the amount of physicality involved with doing that is crazy. Even though the ones they're throwing up are probably the tiny ones, still doesn't matter. I can't throw a tiny little woman and just flip her up in the air and catch her without blowing out a shoulder. So, my whole point is...
that's true.
It's true.
Go home and try to put a... Get your Olympic barbell.
Just try to throw,
Dude, it up.
That's only
catch
45
it.
Pounds.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
45 pounds.
It's 45 pounds. Yeah. And that's straight. That's not bending.
Yeah.
That's
Bosky's not moving. Gonna pull out his shoulder this weekend trying this out.
He's like, I got it. Fucking got it.
Yeah, dog. Like, think about that. Like, even just take a punching bag, a 100-pound punching bag. 100 pounds. All right. Most.
That's not gonna bend or nothing.
Yeah. Just throw it up and see if you can catch it without blowing out your back. All right. Try that.
Dude, this is fucking crazy.
That's crazy, right? Think about that.
Fucking crazy.
Crazy. And those dudes are doing it. So if anybody's doing that, it's those guys. Because that's the dude that's like, yeah, I can catch you with my hands. With my hands literally catching your feet. I'm sure that fucking piece of shit Mustang's just revving at the light for no reason. Anyway,
warm up that VTEC in there.
I guess. But those dudes are literally catching chicks by their feet after they twirled in the air. That's the dude that can hold a chick in his shoulders while he's standing and eat her out. That's the dude.
Fuck.
That's the dude. Think about that.
It's crazy.
Right? And to me, what's even crazier is the fact that as a high school, you train people to do that. How big of a liability is that? It's like, yeah, Steve, I know you have no physical training whatsoever, ever. Like, you literally just played Halo for the last 19 years of your life. Or not really. The last 12 years of your life.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to throw Katie up in the air and just catch her.
We got that shit.
You got it. By the way, you got it. You got it. You're good. I'm going to put some mats on the ground just in case, though.
These mats are not soft, by the way.
These are literally just rocks with a bag. A bag over them. I was thinking about that. But anyways, long story short. Man, we got diverted from my tips to all the way throwing chicks up in the air.
Yeah, man. Well, if you want the full version, you should subscribe to us on Patreon. Dr. O's Book of Tips.
Dr. O's Book of Tips. There you go. That's a good one. Anyways, my whole point to this was every once in a while, when a chick gets mouthy, all right, whenever I'm watching people watching and I see a chick that's just mouthy to the dude, that just means that she needs some dick. And he's not putting it down on the maximum effect. Like, if you're doing that, then she's going to look at you like Goku looks at food. Mm-hmm. All right? Like I don't have any better analogies. But you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to look at you happy and excited and amorous. Because the idea is that you're giving that good. And she's getting to release whatever that energy is that she's building up that you're not releasing. Mm-hmm. So, my point to this is that, long story short, every once in a while, which just get a little crazy. You got to hold him down with that dick.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
And then you play the favorite game, that I pull out or not. Let's
pull out or not. It all depends on how what form of contraception she's taking in.
That's right. We're on this new form called Jesus.
Oh. Jesus. You're like, she literally has a tattoo tattooed above her walls.
I'm like,
a tattoo of a cross above her walls. Jesus, we're not ready for a baby.
It's your boy. So see what happened was.
What happened was.
It felt like you. Hey, well, you made black holes, so you know what it's like when it sucks up another galaxy into it. Yeah. So. That's cool, but also not really. So you take care of this one for me.
I owe you big time.
I owe you big time, boy.
I go to church back Easter. At Easter, I'll be back at church. First service of the day.
No, I won't paint eggs that day.
And I promise that I'll put a big donation in the basket.
I'll give you at least $20.
Give you $20 and all the coupons I was going to use that week.
I got all kinds of Cane's coupons.
Yeah.
Is this milk tank?
It actually might be.
Fucking whore.
That might be our cue to go.
You fucking whore.
That might be our cue.
You got any other shit to do ever?
We need to find another Starbucks. Or we need to find another place.
We're going to start going to the park.
Dude, there is some places, I kid you not, by my place.
Mm-hmm.
That there's benches literally on the sidewalk.
That's where we're at.
Literally on the
sidewalk.
Like,
we're going.
You would sit on the bench, and what you're looking at is traffic driving next to you. Like, driving next to you. It's like somebody put a bench right at the crosswalk of a major street. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll just sit here while this light turns. Like, I don't get it. Maybe that's what we do. That's what we do. We just sit there like weirdos and just look at traffic drive by.
Yeah, it's great until one of the traffic hits us.
Yeah, like somebody's drunk and they just swerve and hit us.
I'm like, oh my God, they just killed John.
Or maybe
he's dead.
How do I render this? This is that podcast is going to be fire. And I'm like, oh, my dick.
I'm like, hey, say I could have all your stuff.
I'm like, I'm definitely not going to be able to pick up a chick over my arms now. Dude, I was thinking, I'm like, this would be great marketing advice. What we do is we do a podcast there, but then we put those signs, you know, like we'll put signs on each side of us where it's like Monday's Locker Room Talk podcast.
Oh, I thought you were going to say have signs like shut the fuck up, we're recording.
No. We'll put signs where like we'll put the podcast name. You know, like when you go drive by the neighborhood and somebody's having an open house and it's like, oh, you know, open house here.
We fucking got it. Dude, I'm fucking smart. You should blow me for how smart I am. We should go to an open door and do the podcast on open door.
Open door houses?
Yeah.
Can you imagine we come in with like lawn furniture and we just open and we just sit there?
Fucking genius.
That would be funny. That would be kind of funny. Like, we're doing this live from Open Door House number 144, free marketing. We're sponsored by Open Door.
It's a beautiful three bedroom house. They have water.
I'm going to take a
The plumbing looks good. It's a little weak. It didn't take down one. It only took down half the log.
Oh, jeez. You're the one stuck, and there's no other plunger.
So we're leaving now.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
That's a little funny.
All right, man. That's it. That's it for this week.
We're getting kicked out.
We'll see you guys hopefully next week. You working next weekend? We will fit this in or what?
I am. Oh, man. I didn't play my theme song. It's like working on the weekend like usual. That's everybody's theme song now.
Jeez. Nowadays, you got to work on the weekends and make that payment, dog.
Yeah, man. Got to. Got that bill. This child support ain't easy, man.
No, nah, man. Supporting that Chia pet really takes a lot out of you.
That nano fighter, man, needs to eat all the time.
Shit ain't free, man.
This shit ain't free.
Those batteries are expensive.
Yeah. Now. You only get 30 seconds to replace that battery. You got to be quick or else it starts over.
You're like, how many hours I've been? Yeah. Can you imagine? Do you think there's anybody that is still keeping one alive from the back in the day?
I'm going to go on eBay right now and look for one.
I have one. You want one? I'll give you one.
No, I don't want that one. I want somebody else's.
Oh. No, I'm saying, like, I wonder if anybody has one that's alive right now that they've kept alive for all those years.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Roll like as hell. Looking like Mr. Big Dick.
Literally, the Neopet is holding up a chicken with his arms.
He has five girls.
Oh. Anyways. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.